This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Have you heard of Quranly? It's a habit-building Quran app unlike anything you've seen before. The app tracks your verses, pages, time, and hasanat gained as well. I've tried it too. Take your Quran reading from inconsistent to finishing it twice a year with the meaning. Check out the 7-day free trial. Download it on the App Store now. Search Quranly. Assalamu alaikum. My brothers and sisters, the Quran is the word of Allah. Allah Almighty has revealed it to Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and sent it for us as a message from him. That is the most powerful word in existence. Allah Almighty expects us to go through his words, to learn them, to try and understand them, to put them into practice and to convey them to others. So we should try our best to learn what is the word of Allah. What does it stand for? These verses that were revealed, what is the context in which they were revealed? Why were some verses revealed? If we know why they were revealed, where they were revealed, when they were revealed, and what exactly they mean, we would be able to understand the message of Islam in a pure, beautiful way. It would be something that would change our lives forever. Many people who call themselves Muslim are guilty of not knowing what their Maker has told them. Is that fair? Don't you think it's about time we made an effort to go through the words of Allah Almighty, asking all these questions, why the verses were revealed, when they were revealed, how they were revealed, in what context were they revealed, and how do we derive or extract rulings from some of these verses? What lessons do we learn from the stories of the previous prophets? What exactly should we be doing when it comes to recitation, how to read, how to pronounce, what rewards we get from every single letter? And so on. And the reward we would get to teach others or to convey the message is multiplied each time they practice upon it, or they have taught someone else who then practices upon it and teaches another and a third and a fourth and so on. So this is an amazing way of earning paradise. And to be honest, it is not correct at all to call yourself a Muslim and be disinterested in the word of Allah. When we know very little about the Quran, it's very easy for the detractors to come and pick on some of the verses because we don't have much knowledge, and they tell us, look what your Quran says. Look at this verse. It preaches this. Look at that verse. It's a verse of hate. Look at the other verse. It's preaching whatever else in terms of extremism, etc. It's because you're ignorant and you don't know the proper answers. And it might not be so simple. You will have to find out the context. You will have to find out the meanings. You'll have to understand in depth what exactly Allah means and why He revealed certain verses, when He revealed them, and so on. So make an effort, because a time will come when people will try to take your deen, your religion, your belief away from you. And you know what? If you're weak, you may falter. We wouldn't like that to happen. May Allah strengthen all of us, and may this be a beautiful reminder for us to take the Quran and its meaning and translations more seriously. Jazakumullah khair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.